Now we're almost at the end of this CD, and before we go into the exercises, there's one last refinement that I'd like to discuss with you. Now this refinement is actually related very closely to the extended quotes that you learned at the end of CD 8. Remember, extended quotes is where you quote what someone else is saying as a way of giving direct suggestions to the person that you're talking to. For example, and the man came up to me and said, "Just relax, feel comfortable, and go into a trance." So notice how I'm using someone else's quotes as a way of giving you direct suggestions. Now, one way to get even more mileage out of this concept is to use what's called multiple or stacked up realities. When you use multiple realities, you begin to bring in many different people, many different characters, and each one's saying different things, possibly even different stories, so that the listener is never quite sure which reality and which story they're talking about. For example, if I talk to you about a family reunion where my cousin Gregory and my cousin Alfred and my brother Vladimir were there, and my brother said to my cousin how quickly he can relax, and whilst watching him relaxing, my cousin said how he relaxed once on a trail, finding the ultimate way of finding comfort, being to just sit back, relax, and enjoy the sunshine. "Now, you can enjoy the sunshine in the same way," said my brother, "as I enjoy just being absorbed by a good book." Now notice that in that example, it starts getting very confused very quickly about who's saying what and when. That's because the different actors, the different speakers, are blending into each other and the quotes are getting confused with each other. And while strictly grammatically it might be correct, it doesn't actually matter. What matters is that there's these multiple threads of realities all interweaving together. And whilst the conscious mind is too busy trying to figure out who's saying what and why and when and what reality we're talking about now, are we talking about relaxing in the woods somewhere, are we talking about reading a book, are we talking about this person saying something, that person saying something, all these things take up conscious processing power and so bypass the critical factor, which is now too busy trying to analyze who's saying what. And so the real message, the hypnotic suggestions, just fly on by on the wayside. So I'm going to invite you to play with this concept of stacked realities and start weaving into your conversations, because it's actually a very powerful way to overload and confuse the conscious mind while speaking directly to the unconscious mind.